USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A town in the Texas panhandle hit by a devastating tornado on Thursday. Images from Perryton show widespread damage to homes and businesses. Right now, it's unknown how many people are injured. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing a bill that he says will save women's sports. It bans transgender athletes from competing on women's sports teams at the collegiate level.
Women's sports, women's records, women's teams, women's dressing rooms are jeopardized when men are allowed to compete for those teams.
Backers of the bill say it does not stop transgender athletes from competing. They just need to be on teams that conform to their gender at birth. Gay and trans advocates say it's a hurtful law. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents has been indicted by a federal grand jury. Jack Teixeira faces 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of classified information. More senators want to know more about the proposed merger of 2 pro-golf organizations.
First, it was the Senate Investigations Committee. Now the Senate Finance Committee is opening what's called a wide-ranging investigation into the finances surrounding the PGA Tour's deal with the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, the principal owner of the LIV Golf Tour. Committee Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon says the deal raises questions about whether the PGA Tour can continue to enjoy tax-exempt status after tying itself to the authoritarian Saudi regime. Wyden has also called on the Justice Department's antitrust division to scrutinize the deal. I'm Richard Johnson.
Jury deliberations are underway in the Tree of Life Synagogue shooting trial. Robert Bowers is on trial for the deaths of 11 congregation members at the Pittsburgh Synagogue in 2018. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
A federal judge is blocking Seattle police from enforcing a graffiti ban. A ruling from a U.S. District Court judge has described Seattle's property destruction laws as too vague. The preliminary injunction says the law targets speech and poses a real and substantial threat of censorship. The city attorney's office is asking the judge to reconsider the ruling. While the investigation is far from over into what caused a Surfside, Florida condo building to collapse nearly 2 years ago, federal investigators are zeroing in on the pool deck garage roof. National Construction Safety Team's Glenn Bell says the original structural design fell well short of building code, plus heavy planters, fill, and paving added weight.
All of these factors combined to result in margins of safety, against failure in some areas of the pool deck that were critically low at the time of the collapse.
The researchers stress these analyses are preliminary. 98 people died in the incident. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has a message for California's governor.
What I would tell him is, you know what? Stop pussyfooting around. Are you going to throw your hat in the ring and challenge Joe? Or are you just going to sit on the sidelines and chirp?
DeSantis was asked to comment about some recent comments from Gavin Newsom aimed at Florida's governor. They include referring to DeSantis as a small, pathetic man after 2 flights of migrants were sent to Sacramento. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
NAPA, yeah.